The report by the U.S. organization Save the Children says about 10 million children die every year from easily preventable and treatable diseases. About 6 million of those could be saved with basic services. Those services include immunizations, antibiotics, skilled care at childbirth, and treatment for diarrhea and pneumonia. The report says that more than 200 million children under age 5 lack basic health care. Of the 55 developing nations evaluated, the Philippines, Peru, South Africa, Indonesia, and Turkmenistan do the best job of providing basic care to children under 5. Countries doing the worst are Laos, Yemen, Chad, Somalia, and Ethiopia. The Philippines comes out on top in the survey, with 31% of children under 5 missing basic care. Ethiopia is at the bottom, with 84% lacking the basics. Dr. Stephanie Sison of Save the Children in Manila says effective community health workers are the key to the success in the Philippines.
Well, we've been able to mobilize many community health volunteers. So these are women and men who might not be highly educated, but they were trained by the Department of Health and by NGOs and the local government. They live in the community, so they're able to educate mothers directly. Mothers know to come to them when their kids are sick, and they're able to identify which children need to be referred to health centers.
Sison says one of the biggest risks for the poor is not being able to get preventative services such as immunization and proper nutrition. In addition, many people do not recognize when a symptom, such as a fever or a cough, indicates severe disease, so they may not get treatment until an illness is advanced. Also, because they cannot afford the cost, many families put off treatment for a child until they have no choice.
There's reluctance to seek professional care in your clinic because they're looking at how much it would cost just to get to the clinic. And then once they get there, you know, people will be asking them for money to be able to treat their children. So it's usually when you can really tell that the child is very severely ill and near death. That's when they usually get enough motivation to bring the child to a health center.
In the Philippines, she says, families have to pay 44% of general health costs, so the very poor suffer and need free medicines. Sison says it is up to governments all over the world to provide basic health care for children, especially for poor children. The report says the inequity between rich and poor is graphically illustrated in Peru, where the poorest children are 7.4 times more likely to die than the richest. However, based on national averages, Peru has relatively high standards for health care for children. The 55 nations surveyed in the study account for nearly 60% of the world's population of children under 5 and 83% of all child deaths. India has the highest number of children without adequate care, 67 million, or 53% of those under 5. Nigeria is second, with 16 million children suffering, or 66%. One section of the report also identifies the best and worst places to be a mother and child in 146 countries. Sweden takes top place, while Niger is in the last place. Douglas Baxton for VOA News, Manila.